You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County is getting more aggressive in trying to tackle the stubborn lead paint problem in the area's older housing stock. County Executive Ryan McMahon issued an order Thursday that holds landlords more accountable for lead abatement on their properties in order to prevent lead poisoning in children. He says they're expanding the reach of the Spiegel Act, which allows the county to freeze public assistance payments to landlords if lead is detected.
In multifamily properties, if we detect lead in one unit, we are going to hold payments for any other unit in that property until the landlord complies.
The challenge is testing for and reporting the lead, which is not required even if a tenant is on public assistance. Landlords or the tenant would have to take the step of calling the county for a test, which is what officials hope will happen. If they're eligible, an abatement program will get underway. If the county is helping to relocate a tenant, Social Services Commissioner Sarah Merrick says they try to educate clients about making the best choice.
We're looking at city codes about the safety standards of the apartment that a client may be interested in and informing the client of the condition. Clients have the right to choose where they live.
Amber Matthews is a resident and landlord of a two-family home on West Pleasant Avenue in Syracuse. She didn't qualify for the abatement program herself, but her tenant met the requirements. She says siding, windows, and painting were done within weeks.
I really do ultimately hope to serve as an inspiration to encourage homeowners in the community to reach out and utilize the resources available to us because it's necessary. These houses are old, and the financial break is helpful.
Matthew says she didn't have to pay a dime for abatement. The cost is covered by a federal grant secured by the county. She says she can also rest easy that her children are safe. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.